From the Heinz Convention Center, this is the Boston Bastard Brigade, live at the Penny Arcade Expo in Boston, Massachusetts.
I'm joined here with Sam Houston from Perfect World Entertainment. Tell us, what is Perfect World Entertainment for those who are not familiar with it?
Sure. So Perfect World Entertainment is a publisher of free-to-play MMORPGs, mm-hmm. and we also, a lot of people know us because we published the really popular PC RPG Torchlight this past fall, which has done really well for us. But yeah, traditionally what we do is we publish our free-to-play MMOs that we bring over from China. We're a Chinese company, but we have an office based in San Francisco, about 70 people work out of, and we spend all of our time localizing these games and bringing them to the U.S. North American market for players to enjoy.
Awesome. And how long does it take for Perfect World Entertainment in San Francisco to localize a game from China?
It's a lot quicker than I thought. I actually just came into the company a few months ago, so I'm new to the free-to-play industry.
Yeah.
So it doesn't take us a whole lot of time. I mean, Battle of the Immortals, we actually, which is a game we can talk a little bit about.
Okay.
That's a good example of a game that we decided to take extra time. So it was supposed to come out in February, but then we delayed it for 2 months because we wanted to spend a lot of time localizing the way the cash shop worked, and the way that the items worked, and the way that the monsters and NPCs worked. Because in China, the way the game worked, it was basically like a glorified chat room. So it's like none of the monsters in the game aggroed, so you can just like run through 20 of them and they don't do anything to you. And then if you did like have 20 guys following you, they only hit for one damage. So it's just like, it wasn't very challenging, right? So what we did is we took the time to make sure that they do hit you for some damage, and that they do aggro on you, because we want that challenge in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And then not only that, we had to change the way the cash shop worked. So the way the cash shop worked in the game, because again, our games are free to play, so the way that we make money in the game is we have an item shop in the game, where you can buy things that help you play the game a little bit easier. But it's not pay to win.
Yeah, right. Kind of like what they do with Rock Band. Like pay to unlock all the songs.
A little bit. In terms of RPGs, it's more of like, here's an item that will help you maybe level up faster.
Yeah.
Or maybe some health potions, or things like that. Mm-hmm. Where it's not like, here, buy the best sword in the game. We're not doing that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
It's a lot of a... Buy
your way to win. We don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, the one that I can kind of compare it to is like Battlefield Heroes. Like, they took and created their own like free online play game.
Yeah.
But what it is you can spend money towards like accessories and special add-ons to the gun.
Yeah, exactly.
I like that setup.
It's very, very same. It's like in that game, just like ours, you can buy different outfits. In our games, we sell a lot of different mounts. So if you want like a really cool looking horse or something like that, you can buy that. Or you can buy like an elephant or something that you can ride on top of. So that's how that works. But we have to spend a lot of time in making sure that works correctly, because otherwise the game's just going to fall flat on its face.
Yeah.
So we have to spend the time that the game deserves and that our audience deserves to make sure that the game is what our players expect in terms of cash shop and challenge and that sort of thing.
That's really cool. How much success have you seen with Perfect World Entertainment? Like, how many visitors, how many gamers have you seen so far on this site?
Well, I can't give specific numbers or anything like that. I can say we had Aether Saga Online, which is one of our games. It's just celebrated its year anniversary about last week or so.
Yeah.
And I believe we celebrated something like a million combinations of pets, because basically you can combine two pets together. They call them melds.
Nice.
So that's a significant number. So we have a lot of players. We've been really successful. We've been fortunate to be one of the most successful free-to-play MMO companies here in North America. So we've done well, and that's exciting, and we're hoping to grow even further. And this year is going to be, I think this year is going to be a big world, or a big year for Perfect World.
Excellent. One game that, I know you have Battle of the Immortals to show off, but one game that I was reading up on your site that looked really interesting was called Kung Fu.
Yeah.
Where did this premise originate from? I know it's like a Chinese game, but it's like supposed to make fun of every other MMO out there.
Yeah, it's the way it was in China. It was actually based on like a Chinese sitcom. A lot of games over in China, they might tie into like popular culture in that way. Mm-hmm. So obviously that's not going to work. It's like.
Unless
like,
you have that one hardcore fan.
Yeah,
that knows everything.
It's like us releasing a game about The Office or something and then putting that over in China, you know, it wouldn't work.
Yeah.
So what we did is we had to rewrite the story, and so we made it a little bit tongue-in-cheek. But we've got to take our time on that one, too, you know. We got a lot of good feedback from our players that they didn't like certain things of the game and things like that, so we decided to delay it until later this year so that we can put more content in it and bring that feedback from the player base and make the game better.
So you guys are putting out betas and everything like that for the other players, or do you just put it straight out there, and then when you get the comments back, then you're like, okay, we're going to update it at this certain time?
Yeah, we always do closed betas. So, like with these games, Battle of the Immortals and Heroes of Three Kingdoms, it goes into closed beta. Both of those games go into closed beta mid-next month.
Okay.
Battle of the Immortals will go into closed beta on April 13th. And we're shooting for mid-April with Heroes of Three Kingdoms. So we always do a closed beta, and that's a great time to see what the balance is for the cash shop and that sort of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then usually shortly thereafter, we actually make the game go into open beta, which is basically live.
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you have Battle of the Immortals showing. You're showcasing it for us right now. What can you tell us about the storyline of Battle of the Immortals?
So, what's interesting about Battle of the Immortals is it taps into sort of Western and Eastern culture, and it taps into Norse mythology and Greek mythology, and you really get to travel all over the world in this game, which is pretty cool. You can go to, let me bring up a video here. You get to travel to Atlantis, you get to travel to Easter Island, you get to travel to Egypt, and battle all these different monsters in these different zones. Yeah, sure.
I'm liking the graphics on this.
Yeah, so what's interesting about this, in terms of MMOs, is it's a top-down, more of like a Diablo, like even Torchlight style game. We call it 2.5D. So, but here it's showing all the different locations, and it's showing off the gameplay. And it's more of like a point-and-click sort of game. It's all based around a lot of the players, what they're going to be battling for is this soul gear, which is what it shows off every once in a while, which is this gear that drops from different dungeons and things like that. And they all have unique animations. So it's not a race-based game. It's not, there's no orcs and elves and that sort of stuff.
Right.
It's all about classes. So I can be a slayer, I can be a berserker or a heretic. All these different classes, each one of them has unique armor to them. And all that armor has unique animations.
Yeah, it's looking pretty great.
Yeah,
especially for a free game.
Yeah.
Free online setup. That's pretty impressive considering.
Yeah.
I believe usually I'll be seen on the sides of Facebook or MySpace or something like that. Is that what you guys usually advertise?
We advertise a lot on free to play.
Yeah, free to play games. Yeah.
Yeah, MMORPG.com or something like that. You see a lot of our ads.
Right. Now, how do you feel that your Perfect World games compared to something like World of Warcraft or EverQuest? How do you feel that they match up with those?
It's hard to compare. I mean, the way that we try to differentiate ourselves is there's not so much of a financial commitment, right?
Right.
If I pay you $15 a month, I try to make sure that I get my $15 a month out of it, you know?
Exactly.
In terms of time and enjoyment.
Yeah.
So with our games, you can leave whenever you want. You know, it's free to play. You can pay as much money as you want. You can pay no money if you want. But there's not that commitment that you need to keep on coming back.
And that's what I love about this, is like when you're playing World of Warcraft, I have friends who do it, and they feel like they have to constantly be on there all the time.
Yeah.
Whereas with these games, you can actually have the freedom to take a break.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
More or less we call that time vampirism. Because the fact that it just it sucks away all the time, and you wonder what the hell you did with your life after, oh, 10 years of it.
Yeah, it could be, you know, some EverQuest players.
No. Yeah.
It's ridiculous what they go through.
But yeah, I mean, it's... I mean, I can't really speak to gameplay. All of our games are a little bit different, you know. Mm-hmm. Our big differentiator is just about that time, and you can do whatever you want. You know, you want to play our game and other games while you play... Maybe you play World of Warcraft and Perfect World International. You can have that choice because there isn't that financial commitment mm-hmm. once a month. There, it's just free yeah. to play, and we're here whenever you want to play.
Exactly, you know? And plus you have a vast amount of different types of MMOs instead of just the one.
Yeah, exactly.
And what's great about it is that anybody can get into them because you've got, like, the different types. You've got the martial arts based gene, Dynasty, and like I mentioned earlier, the Kung Fu for the people who like the comedy sort of MMOs.
Yeah, exactly.
And it's really, it feels like there's a huge importance in Perfect World Entertainment to be diverse to everybody, even to those that are quick to shun these types of games.
Yeah, we try. I mean, we only hurt ourselves if we come out with games that are too similar.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, we're just, like, stealing players from our own games.
Yeah.
So, while it's tough because we're growing as a publisher and we're putting out more and more games, so that's just inevitable. Mm-hmm. But we try to make sure that our games are unique and different in their own different ways. So,
yeah.
It's exciting. I mean, we've got Battle of the Immortals, which is very different from our other games. And then Heroes of the Three Kingdoms, which is actually more of a martial arts-based game, which I can bring up the trailer for that as well.
Excellent. Let's take a look at that. Now, you mentioned, like, how a lot of these games are more based out of China. Has Perfect World Entertainment ever considered creating their own MMO from scratch?
I can't really say too much about that, but, yeah, we definitely want to, yeah.
Okay, you
we'll
heard
that
first.
I mean, we're not working on one right now, but I will say that we're always interested in working with new developers and new opportunities, right? So you saw that when we did something with Torchlight. You know, we don't traditionally make single-player games. We partnered with Rudik because they wanted to make an MMO. So when they make the Torchlight MMO, that's going to be coming out from us. And they're leveraging our technology and our expertise. So that's an example of a Western game made here in North America. They're up in Seattle. It's former Diablo guys, like former Blizzard guys working on that game. And so that's going to be, you know, a great example of us not bringing games just from China. We're making our own games here, or we're partnering with great developers that can make great games, and we're bringing those to an audience here in North America.
And from what you were just talking about with former Blizzard employees, former Diablo employees, it makes it sound like that these are former guys that were with the company were getting tired of seeing the same shit over and over again.
Yeah.
They're looking to do something new, and you're helping them out with that.
I mean, I can't speak to, like, maybe why they left those different developers. I don't know their situations. But it's always exciting to work with independent studios that are trying to do something new and interesting, like Torchlight, and help them be successful.
Yeah. I mean, that's pretty great. Now, you're showing us Heroes of the Three Kingdoms.
Yeah, Heroes of Three Kingdoms. So this is a historical-based game. It's based off the Romance of Three Kingdoms story in Chinese history.
Mm.
So, like the Dynasty Warriors games, they're based on the same sort of history. So this game is very, like, PvP focused. It's, right now in this video, it's showing off our 18 different weapons. This isn't, again, it's not a race-based game. It's all about, a lot of what this game is going to focus on is on the combat and technique in that combat. So what's interesting is with these weapons, all these weapons have cooldowns. So I can't just use a bow all day, right?
You can't be hacking and slashing and stuff like that.
Yeah, I can't just hit people with bows all the time. I gotta, like, I might use a bow, and then I have to switch to a hatchet or something, or a battle axe, or whatever it may be. So there's going to be that interesting tactical nature of the combat.
And again, I'm just wicked impressed with these visuals. This is like almost Xbox 360 quality you got here.
Yeah, it's very gorgeous. What is it that you have to run, like, the person, you know, does it take for the computer and stuff like that to actually, you know, what do they need to run this?
So what's cool about Perfect World is all of our games leverage our engine, our Perfect World engine.
Yep.
And what's great about the Perfect World engine is it scales across PCs. So when you have a great PC, it's gonna look great. But if you have a PC that's not so great, it's still gonna work. So that's why we really like our engine, and that's why we try to make a lot of games that build off of it, because it's such great technology that we can leverage it and help us make better games that more people can enjoy.
Yeah. Now, here's my question. If you say yes to this one, you'll make Lonicare happy.
All right.
Do these games support 64-bit Windows 7?
So yeah, actually with BOI, we had to delay the game because it didn't.
It didn't?
So we made it so it can.
Well, see, like, yeah, that's what I've been noticing, is that a lot of things, just even simple things that could just run on either XP or Vista, will just not work with Windows 7, or otherwise it just won't work with 64-bit.
Yeah.
Are you guys going to be, like, taking the step forward of, like, getting into the 64-bit, like, nation? Because so many gamers are buying up, like, the whole 64-bit because they want to be running, like, 16 mega, you know, like, gigabytes per second.
Yeah.
Or otherwise what they want to do is, you know, they want to play their simple games still. I mean, hell,
yeah.
I can't even go on the Steam anymore. I can't even play Counter-Strike. That's how bad it is right now. So that's the thing that's kind of been getting on my nerves.
Yes.
But I was thinking that, you know, if we get these companies like Perfect World here, are they willing to take that leap and say, you know what, yes, we'll still do the 32-bit in that sense, but we'll still make the 64-bit and try to combine it together?
Like I said, with BOI, we did have to delay it.
Yes.
And part of that delay was so it could support and work on those 64-bit Windows 7 machines. So we try to make that happen so those players can... Because we in our offices, we have those machines, and it kind of sucks when we can't play our own games.
Yeah, exactly.
You know? So that's kind of important.
Yes.
Especially when the product manager of his game can't play his own game on his work machine. So we gotta make sure that we can do that. You know?
I mean, that's the other issue is I have an Intel video card, which I'm embarrassed to say, but more or less, I think you guys... Did you work with a special development on the graphics, or did you just stick with your own kind of setup?
It's our own, it's the Perfect World engine.
Okay.
So that's where, like, the graphics and all that sort of stuff comes from.
So it doesn't really matter if you have, like, an NVIDIA card or...
Yeah, we don't,
or
we don't,
whatever.
Yeah, we don't work with ATI or NVIDIA.
Okay, excellent. I like that. I like the independence on that.
So yeah, yeah.
Let's say that I'm new to this MMO world. Out of all the Perfect World's current roster, like, what would be, like, the best game for someone like me to start out with?
I mean, they all have different things that might appeal to you, right? So Perfect World International is a, you know, very high fantasy game. It's got pretty hardcore PvP in it, and it's our biggest game in terms of communities. So that might appeal to you, where, like, a Jade Dynasty and Heroes of Three Kingdoms, they're sort of more martial arts based on, like, Chinese culture and things like that, so that might be interesting to you.
All right, now, the question I have is, like Battlefield Heroes.
Yeah.
Like, I love how they suggest it right out there in the trailer. It says, you know what, come on in and play. We'll match you up with the people with the same amount of levels that you're at. I mean, if you're coming in and starting, you're going to burst in the guy that's, like, up 20 to 50 levels, you're just getting your ass kicked. You don't want to play the game. Do you guys have that now, so it will, like, put you in a certain thing, or do you have it just all in one world and you just gotta fight for yourself?
It's tough because we're not really a good comparison to, like, a Battlefield Heroes. Like, we don't have, like, a matchmaking service or a central lobbies. I mean, these are, like, persistent worlds, right?
Oh, okay. So
you're going in. It's very similar to other MMOs, like you mentioned, World of Warcraft and that sort of stuff. That's how all of our games to date have worked, where they're persistent worlds and you go in, and it's not sort of one-on-one, you know, battles.
Right, so if you're starting this game and you see someone up with a level 100, just turn and run away.
Or otherwise try to be very good friends.
Hey, man, can I buy you anything?
Yeah.
Buy you a drink?
But I see a lot of focus on the fantasy and the martial arts stuff. Has Perfect World International ever considered, like, going into more of, like, a modern type of world? Something along the lines of... A good example would be, like, the Matrix Online. sort of thing.
Are you Matrix Online players? Did you ever play that?
No, but we've like seen it and we're just kind
of. Okay, well, I was actually a huge fan of that game.
How did you feel like with that, and then compare it to Perfect World here?
So I agree with you. I'd love to see more games that take on that sort of setting. We don't have anything like that in our current roster, but hopefully someday we will. I mean, we're always looking to expand into different genres. And right now, since we are more of a publisher, we can go to various developers all over the world and find good games and bring them to North America. So maybe that will happen. I can't really speak to that. You know, I'm not part of those meetings, basically.
Yeah, so we can't ask you the 5 years down the road. How do you feel 5 years down the road?
You know, maybe you should ask our biz dev guy, but he probably won't even tell me.
Yeah.
Their job is to go to different developers and find exciting new projects that we think would do well. And hopefully one of them is more of a modern-based game. But I love modern-based games. I really love that whole concept. So it'd be great if we do something in that area.
Definitely, because I'm more of a huge fan of that. I like the fantasy stuff, but I love the modern world type of elements.
Yeah, I'm with you. So hopefully someday we can get into that.
Very. Well, one final thing before we finish up here.
Yeah.
Tell the listeners what's coming up, what's the release dates, and
sure,
what can we expect?
All right, so Battle of the Immortals, which we talked a little bit about earlier, that's going to go into closed beta on April 13th. We'd be happy to give you guys some beta keys if you want to give them away on the podcast or anything. So that's April 13th. Heroes of Three Kingdoms goes into closed beta in mid-April as well. So mid to late April is what we're shooting for with that game. And then the last game, which unfortunately we don't have much time to talk about, is Forsaken World. And I don't really have a whole lot of details on it, but I can say that E3, we're going to have a huge booth there. Hopefully, if you guys go to E3, if you don't, we're still going to release a lot of information and a lot of trailers and that sort of stuff. So Forsaken World is our big game at E3.
Yeah, well, you got our card now.
Yeah. So
you can always contact us.
Yeah.
We can always find out a way to get back to you and review it ourselves and put it up there.
Definitely. So that's our big game at E3, but in the more immediate future, Battle of the Immortals and Heroes of the Kingdoms, check them out mid-next month, and then we'll have even more stuff from there. So it's going to be a busy year.
Awesome. Sam Houston, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate it.